Hello, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have healings during this show. And the healings are about the ascension process to get your spirit more in your body so that you can have more free choice, live in your heart, and be able to work with heart energy. Like I said in the past, most people are typically around 20% in their bodies, and if you're only 20% in your body, then what else is taking up that space? Well, it's normally entities. And these that you might call ghosts, there are other energies that are extraterrestrial too, but the main thing is that we don't want to have a consciousness of somebody's emotional body hanging around. And I'll just kind of go into that slightly here. Most people use the word spirit. So when you go to a reader and you want to have a spiritual reading, they're assuming, and you're assuming, that they are reading the spirit of the person that lived in a body, that looked out of their eyes in that lifetime. Well, almost always, that spirit is no longer here that looks out of your eyes. It gets reprocessed, cleansed off, and then they reincarnate. So what you're really having the reading done on is the emotional body of that person. And it contains all that information, where the spirit itself gets cleansed so it can come back into the next lifetime. So I would say very, very few spirits actually hang out. Remember, when you have your church service, the person, the minister, the priest, whatever, they bless the spirit away. That spirit doesn't really hang on here that long. And it will stay around typically for maybe a week or so, maybe a couple of months to help someone out. It could be a little bit longer, but typically, you know, it has no need to be here because it needs a body to help out. That's why the spirits are here. And your spirit and your body is here to help your body do healings. So once it gets blessed, it takes off. But what's left here is the emotional body. So most people, when they have a reading and they're bringing forth, maybe a channeler is bringing forth this information, it's not necessarily the spirit in the person, although it is an invisible energy. It's the emotional body. Now, these emotional bodies, if you've ever heard somebody do a reading for somebody and they say, oh, your grandmother's here and she's telling you all this stuff, well, this is what you want to call a ghost. And all that information is in that body. And these bodies attach to us because we're basically ignorant and unconscious enough to bring our spirit to us continuously so that your spirit can be in your body fully. And when they come into us, then they like to have a home because they need your small amount of emotional and spiritual energy to keep them there. So remember, they need to have the energy to live on. And your emotions can keep them in your body, emotional energies. Remember, this is why you attract more than one entity, because the emotional energies in you attract other emotional energies. Remember, like attracts like. And then these feed off of your spirit energy in your body. So I hope that's clear for all of you. So we'll go on here. So what happens is these energies that are inside of you, which we call entities, will have their whole lifestyle of all the body hoppings that they have done, maybe thousands and thousands of people that they've went in and out of. Remember, they can only be in a person for as long as they like to be. It could be for maybe a whole lifetime, sharing the body with your spirit, or it could be 10 minutes. But they do attain more knowledge and more consciousness from each person that they visit. So all of a sudden, they come into you, and they can give you a wealth of information, just like you would get when you had a spiritual reading, and or they can bring you addictions. And the addictions are what we really don't want to have. And they can start to run your life. You've heard of people who say, yeah, maybe they're in mental institutions, they keep hearing voices inside of their head. Well, these are the entities talking to them. And I would say some of the more gifted people probably have more of these because, you know, they start to talk about them and people think that they're crazy and nuts and they give them drugs and lock them up. So basically what we want to do is get rid of these entities. And so the entities bring you addictions. They tell you what to do. They run your life just like the marionette, you know, with the puppet. And the body's the puppet, and it will do all different types of things that may not be according to the MO of who you are. So we're going to start taking those out of you. And the light ship is doing this. If this is the first time to this program, I'd like you all to scroll down, click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and you can go on today's date, which is Monday at 4 o'clock. Click on that, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam come up. And we're going to be energizing this light beam here. We'll bring in three of the females from the light ship through this photograph here. So just use the picture as the conduit of energy, the physical form here to come through on. And they're being energized right now. So this will be a little different than most shows. We normally just bring in one energy at first. So now there's three of them. So you're going to have a little more of a presence of energy. You can watch the eyes change. The head will become more three-dimensional along with the frequencies of energy being emanated off this photo. And we're going to start to do some releasing all these entities. They should not be with you. These belong to the Earth Spirit. The Earth Spirit created these bodies for us. And this body was created to sample love energy here. Okay, and from there, there's other bodies, and this body also is like a buffer so that when you do have problems happening to you, this is like the sponge which prevents physical harm from the body. And what happens is through all these emotional, these traumatic situations, if we had them all at one time show up, the physical body could not handle that much overload of energy, of densities, and the body would die instantly. So instead, what happens is the emotional body kind of leaks its energy into the body, and this is why you must have your emotions cleansed for ascension, and also to have longevity. Because everybody knows that the emotions that you carry will kill yourself. So, and there's plenty of proof of that in the different books out there. So that's kind of a no-brainer. So we're going to be releasing these energies from you. So you could be having, thousands upon thousands of lifetimes from these entities in you. And if you have a spiritual reading done, they can say, oh, yeah, you live thousands of lives because they're reading the thousand entities that are in your body. And they can also read those energies telling you about a lifetime that they lived. It may not have been your own spirit. So it's either be the person reading entities, number one. It could be the person maybe actually reading your spirit, number two. And it could also be your genetic cellular memory of what the body has chosen in this lifetime to bring forth for healing, and maybe the past. So a past life reading typically may not even be valid for you. Information may not be correct. And if it does feel correct, then you know that. But remember, even muscle testing is not 100% correct. If you have entities in you and they're controlling your body and the body's movements and actions, then the muscle testing may not be valid whatsoever. And that might shock a lot of you, so you have to realize that. The muscle testing or dowsing, and dowsing is what people use now as a tool to validate, a process that they're dealing with their client. And that always is not correct because of entities coming into you. So if you had entities that were allergic to, say, spaghetti, and maybe a tomato sauce, then your body would respond to it that way because they're inside of your body controlling it, and your body would then have the reaction. If you got rid of the entities, maybe that reaction would go away from you. So that's food for thought for all of you out there. Another way to look at things. I like you to connect the dots as I talk here and just kind of have an open mind, and you might be able to glean onto something that could even be a lifelong question that you've had that kind of got resurfaced here, so that you may have had the answer to it here. Remember, the light only works in the now, and in the now is where the light works only. It does not work in the past, does not work in the future. It can work in the past to help you with clearings, but the future is not ever created. This is why you are a creative being, an expression of light, and you're bringing forth each moment by moment by moment a new creation from divine energy. And so predictions are strictly the script of the dark side that we follow. You can take the word your horoscope and put in two R's. Now it's horror. And the horror is what you're dealing with down here, and that is the mind-controlled energy from our extraterrestrial friends out there, if you want to call them that, that have put us into this prison planet and is keeping us held in bondage here. And we're working with their thoughts of how they wish to control our life. So we don't really have much free will here, because when you're first brought in here, your body is stamped and you have your horoscope process, your natal chart in each lifetime. And we're releasing more entities from you. You should feel the energies leave your body. And for most people, they'll feel a little bit lighter. And then we're going to bring in more of your spirit energy. This is the you that's you that resides in your heart center. And you left because of the pain and trauma and fear here. Basically, I think in each lifetime, most people come in kicking and screaming. And they don't want to come back here, but they are definitely forced by the dark side to have a body. And then your spirit's job then is to help to heal the body in each lifetime. And in that process, your DNA coding comes up of all the traumas of its previous ancestral beliefs come up, and your spirit now is forced to deal with them. So it's continuously working, attempting to heal your body for the ascension time, which is probably going to happen, I would imagine, all of our lifetimes here, and that could even be 2012. I don't have the exact time on that. Remember, the light only works in the now. There's no predictions. But the dark side has the predictions. They know that something is going to happen in 2012, because they are able to, in a sense, go into the future, have their own script, the roadmap for our lives, and they know that something big is happening in the year 2012. Another way of looking at it is that they're, we'll say, able to remote view, and they know what that script is. And in that process, something big is going to happen. But the light still only works in the now. Okay, I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as you come in. Your spirit's also helping you bring yourself back in. You might just want to close your eyes. Take a deep breath, and as you come more into your body with your spirit, you probably start to feel heavier. And if you feel warmth or tingles, that's a sign that your body now is having a healing that it hasn't had before, because you were not fully in your body to present that healing to your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And bring in more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'd like you all just to sit back and kind of relax. Feel your body. See how you're actually responding to this healing. And you should feel, like I said, a little denser, a little heavier. You may want to walk around. And if you had any aches or pains, maybe having the entities being released, you may have relief and pain in those areas. Thank you. Okay. So we'll answer a question here on the fast chat. Mike came in with two questions. One has to deal with your higher self. I don't realize higher self in my philosophy here. That means that you have a lower self, maybe a middle self, maybe you have a higher self. And the lightship, it's all spirit. So there's no hierarchy to your spirit. Spirit is it. That's it. One spirit per person. And the spirit doesn't have any evolution to it because it's spirit. So I don't deal with the New Age metaphysical terms, and higher self is one of those. I think that just disempowers everyone. That puts it outside of yourself, that there's a conscious outside of yourself that knows more than you. Well, that's not correct. You know everything if you can connect to your own divinity in your heart center. Although you do get diluted out. So the next question is basically, if you're only 20% in your body, where's the other 80%? Well, that's the dark side taking you away someplace. So you could be anywhere. So when we bring you back, you're being brought back into your body. You're being healed of the traumas that your body experienced. Remember, in the ascension process, your spirit, since it's only love energy, only can deal with love, and that's in the heart area. And we have people that somehow, some way, they try to mentalize love. And the heart energy has no way to communicate, and it's only love energy, and there's no way that you can actually force love, because love is what love is. Love is just an energy that allows everything to happen, and it's, you know, always basically says, we'll say yes. The mental energy trying to figure out love, that's more of an emotional love. And a lot of people live in emotional love energies. And when you live in emotional love, then you're forcing love onto something, someone else. And then that gets into, the umbrella of mind control, witchcraft, etc. New Age metaphysics, the secret, finding your parking place, having using your mental abilities. Under the word of love, okay, the name of love to project out and create your reality to force something to happen to yourself. With love energy, it happens automatically. And once you get into your heart center, it's very, very hard to think of a negative thought. And there's no force of will in your heart. And that's the difference. People ask me, say, well, Ron, I'm a mental person. I'm maybe a mechanical engineer, I'm an auto mechanic or whatever, and I have to use my mind a lot. How do you get into love energy and still use that? Well, it's the same process. You just drop into your heart. You're still conscious, but you're able to actually probably get more intuitive information in that process as compared to the mind energy. Remember, the mind energy is reading collective consciousness. And this is the consciousness where you have energy pools, you have all the God energies there. Each church has their own God energy that's attached to the negative ETs that people pray to and enforce, enhance that the pool of energy. And that can be just taken away and absorbed by these beings that are outside of our planetary system. Where love energy is just love energy, and you're connected to the divine through your heart. So that's why I say never pray outside of yourself. This is the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. He knew a lot about the extraterrestrial energies that were here, and he, you know, talked about not going there. You know, go within. Don't pray to idols, which is what you're doing in every church that's on the planet here, who are praying to a god, worshiping something outside of themselves. You're giving away your own divine heart, spiritual energy to some other being, extraterrestrial entity, whatever it is, thinking that you're doing good from the mind. You go to your heart, they'll say, no, I don't want to give myself away. So I always go to your heart. People ask me about the things they buy. Is this book good for me? Is this pendant going to work for eliminating EMF? Is this going to give me longer life? Is this going to bring me riches and wealth? You know, love somebody love into my life because I bought this pendant for $500. And I say, well, what did your heart say? They go, huh? What are you talking about? You have to do a reading on this for me? I go, no, go to your heart yourself. This is what you're supposed to be doing. It's up to you to make the decision. Don't have the mind control you. Remember, because you are mind-controlled. And the mind-controlled people here, which is probably most of the planet who are living here, they don't get connected to their heart. So the mind runs them. You're like robots in a sense. You can probably all relate to me by watching your friends. And, you know, they run a predestined program each day of their life, and they're not taking time out of their life to actually connect inside of themselves. And remember, the dark side will run you ragged because they want to have the traumas expressed fully in you to get the energy out of you. So it's like kind of like having a grape and you get squished, and they want to get that life force out of the grape, the fluid, okay? So let me see what else we have on here. We'll do a chakra alignment right now, and I'll be reading the fast chat here. Let's see, taking out some more energies. Now we're going to do a chakra alignment going to your heart. So moving the heart around here. There we go. Going to your throat chakra. And now we're going up to your third eye. There we go. Now we're going down to your power chakra. You might actually feel the energy move in your body. There we go. And second chakra. And now we're going down base of your tailbone here. And first chakra. There we go. Okay, we're doing an opening for those who would like to have their chakras open wider. What happens is when your chakras are open wider, you're giving all of your energetic bodies that make up your physical body more energy for healing. This is why you want to do that. It is actually different than your auric field. Okay, that's a different energy in itself. So what we're doing is helping your energetic bodies have healing. And I'm not a proponent of having somebody's aura out, more than probably about an inch away from your body. A lot of practitioners like to read people's auras, and they go, oh, man, you're really good if you're 20 foot out there. Well, you're taking in all of the people's stuff that's walking in and out of your aura. They're visiting with you and, having all the energies that they have brought into you. Remember, like attracts like, and then you try to balance the energies. And you're taking on all of their stuff. So I recommend having your auric field tight against your body and leave it there. You don't intermix your energy with somebody else. And why take on their bad Scoobies? And they may be taking on yours. So you want to keep everything to yourself here. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Power chakra. Spin, spin, open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Go back to the heart again, open that up some more. I see it closing down on some people. Heart chakra again, spin, 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 great, open. Okay, just sit there and see how your body is responding. You might be heating up, and again, that's a good sign if you are, and I'll see you back in about a minute. had a question. Is there more than one source of light from creation, basically? No, there's only one light source, and that's from the creation light ship. And that's what you may want to call, in religion, God energy. I don't use that term. But that would be the initial energy that created the whole universe of light. The darkness energies can clone and look like light energies. So it can clone the light 99.999%, etc. And a lot of healers now, which are using the dark energies to heal with, can come on as light workers, using that term loosely. And they can do wonderful healings. And because they work with the dark energy, remember the dark energy gave you all of your physical problems. So these practitioners who are controlled using the dark energy, and they may not even know it themselves, can do miraculous healings instantly. And sometimes they can actually heal much better than the light can, only because they have the dark side script to follow. They have the formula. The dark side says, oh, we'll have this person get up here. I knew one, or I've heard of one practitioner that's supposed to be in the light, and he can put his hand out and knock over, have people fall to the ground, 3,000 people at one time. Well, people think that he's very powerful. That's dark energy. And remember, the light doesn't cause any physical harm, and the light will never force anything. It's up to you to take conscious choice. This is what you are, as a conscious being of the light. It will never interfere with anything that you're doing. What the light will do is help you to clean out these densities of the darkness out of you. As far as bringing to you abundance and bringing to you, you know, a wonderful life, bringing you business deals, having you win the lottery, they're not involved with that whatsoever, okay? Because they only work in the now. They're here to help you get into your spirit energy, and then from that, the love energy should bring things to you. Unfortunately, because our planet is controlled so much by the darkness, being controlled by our Galactic Federation, our space brothers, and all their implants and projections of thought energies down here that's controlling our brains and controlling our DNA, it's very hard to have a clear thought. And the light ship, that's why it comes every 2,000 years, the same time that Jesus worked on the planet. The same thing that I'm doing right now is what he was doing. And what he was doing was to eliminate the genetic cellular memory from people so that they could become more in their body with their spirit. Same exact process. And this is what you need to do also if you choose to have your body ascend. After the universal shift, which is the ascension time, when the whole universe of light is turned off, the darkness has no way to attach because there's no more light. And when there's no more light, the darkness needs to like go back home where it came from, and the light gets turned on over again. The spirits that are in bodies here now and in trees, etc., will also be returned to the light ship if it was created by the light. And then everything has a chance to, we'll say, evolve, okay? And then the reincarnation process happens again. Here you're stuck in a forced reincarnation process. The light only gives you one life in the now. So you're not a multidimensional being. You're not outside the universe. You're not out there doing 100 lifetimes or more in the light. You only have one life, and this life is where you are on this planet right now. The other half of you, which is your twin flame energy, is also out somewhere in the universe having a lifetime. And you're supposed to have the backup with your twin flame with you continuously, but the dark side has chosen to not allow you to have and has severed that connection from you. So this is why people always look for relationships, because they feel half whole. You get something, maybe you buy an object, you feel good about it because it fulfilled a gap, a hole inside of you, and then all of a sudden, a few weeks later, you realize that what you bought is not satisfying you, so you buy something maybe a little bit larger or something else, and this is the way it works here. You're always looking outside of yourself to be satisfied internally, and your twin flame energy does that. And your home base energy is catered the same way, designed after the light ship's home base energy. and you go there after each incarnation, along with going there to see your twin flame whenever you choose to. This could be daily, could be minute by minute. And you're able to talk with your spiritual backup group that's, on this home base energy. This is where everybody who was created the exact same time goes to off the light ship. So the dark side created here, it's the same process, and here you call it your soul family. People look for soulmates. Well, that's the people that got trapped here at the same time that you did, and you're all trying to figure and find your way through and muddle your way through life here, lifetime after lifetime, figuring out why you're stuck here. And naturally, the word karma comes in, so the main consensus is that you made a mistake, so now you're revisiting all your friends and your soul family because something happened and they're here to help you or you're there to help them, etc. And that should not exist. It doesn't exist in the light. So a lot of the spiritual laws that are here are correct, except they only lead you to a process of reincarnation here, and you keep recycling over and over again because this is what the dark side wants. They want to hold your spirit captive here continuously to get your energy off of your spirit. And the rougher they can make the life for you, the more traumas they can experience with you so that they can take your energy. This is what your goal is. And if you look at the planet here, this is kind of where we are now, especially in this time now with the high gas prices and the floods and everything else. And remember that they're living on that. So thank you, Galactic Federation, and your support of your the UFO space buddies up there for allowing this to happen here. Remember, if they were in the light, they would come and help us. And there's a lot of people out there who are seeing UFOs now and seeing sightings. And like when you go to the different conferences and you finally listen to people at the UFO conferences, the truth will come out to people who are maybe higher up with the knowledge and say, yeah, you know, that 90% of the sightings that are here on this planet are from the re-engineered crafts that are brought here by, say, aliens. So another way of saying it is that maybe your neighbor is flying a UFO somewhere and watching you as they fly by and wave at you and flash your lights off and on. So the sightings here that people are seeing typically is craft that's made here, manned by people on this planet. There are also other, you know, alien UFOs that are here that should not even be here because this should be a safe haven for the life that's here now. We should not have any type of extraterrestrial intervention on this planet. Remember, they're bringing in technologies far beyond our consciousness here. Your spirit can bring you inventions if you're heart-centered, okay, because you're connected to everything, just like the aliens have been. And what the aliens have brought us in the last 100 years to keep us from ascending is our electronic advancements, which is very good. If I didn't have that right now, I wouldn't be able to talk to you. But a lot of this stuff that's here, even though it may look wonderful, is actually a way to prevent us from having the ascension. So luckily we have the internet and the mass media, even though the information may not always be correct on TV that you're listening to, but it's still information. But the main thing is that most people have got sidetracked and overstimulated and addicted to different things that we have here. And everybody wants instantaneous gratification. So instead of going within to get your knowledge, you're going outside of yourself, and that's the problem. And like I say, why didn't they come, you know, 1,000, 1,500 years ago with what we have today? If that was true, just think where we'd be in a society. We'd be all heart-based energy. We'd be able to know about the ascension, and it'd be just wonderful. So the whole thing is to get into your heart center and get your connection with your spirit. And having that will allow you to then bring more of your energy to you by calling more of your spirit back. And once you start to do that, then you can have your heart chakra open itself up and expand out into your whole body. And this is the whole process, is to have your body integrated with all of you, not just going into your heart and thinking of love and joy. You must have everything with you. But that's the starting point. That's your first kindergarten step, is to get into your heart center. And most people refuse to do that because there's really no gratification going there, because you can't really, go out. Remember, your mind is very powerful. It wants to think of things and buy things and experience life. Where in your heart, you're already content. And that's why they say in the song of Stairway to Heaven, is your shadow taller than your soul, Well, of course it is for most people. If we had everybody heart-centered on the planet here, we would have no more wars, and everything here would be very, very peaceful. And we probably would not have the extraterrestrial intervention here that's very prevalent right now, coming out through the media in the last probably couple of years. So beware of that. It's not good. But that's enough of that for me here. So anyway, go into your heart and get your own answers. This is where you need to go to. Nobody outside of yourself will know more than you. I'm just here trying to get you into your body so that you can get your own information. So what we're going to do next here is the mind to heart drop. And you're going to know when you're there if you think a thought and it comes out of your chest area, okay, out of your heart center. If your thought is still between your ears, you have not dropped down, so you want to keep practicing this. Remember, the mental body in some people, it's a very stubborn body. It doesn't want to give up and surrender. It wants to be in control all the time. You could call that your ego. Being in the heart is where you want to get to. So here we go. We're going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And I'll do it slow at first so you can actually feel the body move down it. Remember, it has to forcibly surrender. It has to give up its will to go into the heart center. And your spirit is helping it do that. So here we go. And I'll count from 10 backwards. And you might actually feel this body drop down. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on and just stay there. Talk to your spirit. And if you can't hear your spirit, then just feel the peace. talk a little bit about people that I've met in the past going through the different expos and conferences here. And I meet a lot of people that are here, and they are from an ET race outside the planet here. And they know that. They know that they're ETs, and almost all of them feel this abandonment that they're dealing with here. It might be one of you listening that same way. You wonder, how in the hell did I get trapped here? You know, there's no love energy here. There's no peace, and I came here for a mission, and I have no backup, and I just yearn to have that connection back to my ship or whatever. So I can help out people that way. I've done it in the past here. I can do a private session where I actually reconnect you to the energies where you came from. A lot of the people who are ET people just start crying because they can now feel the presence of these loved ones that they've missed for so long here. So I'm not saying, or I am saying that this is what I can do for people. I sometimes come on where I sort of like bash the ETs, and there are good ETs out there. I would assume that they're trying to help. You know, I'm kind of like biting my tongue here. From my own standpoint, if there was a way they could help us, they would. And I have not seen anything as yet, okay? So our Galactic Federation, much like on this planet, we have, we'll just use the term like in your city, a police force, which is supposed to help everybody out, to keep crime out and to keep things from happening to other people. And this is the job of the Galactic Federation, the same exact thing. And so unless they're actually, say, bought off, these forces should be able to protect you 100% from energies that are not, you know, good for anybody. So these police forces, we'll call them the Galactic Federation, basically sold out to the darkness because they're not helping us. In the New Age movement, when people start talking about the ETs and how they're coming, you know, they see them and they're going to be coming next week or they're coming in the future. Well, that's all in the future. It's not in the now. And it's good for lip service to get people to feel good. What they're actually doing when this is promoted this way, and there's plenty of channelings on the Internet, which you may have seen if you do read and get into some of these websites that people are channeling some type of extraterrestrial being of the light, quote-quote. They always tell you how nice you are, and then they may bring up some physical events that's happened on the Earth. And from there, they're saying that they're going to be helping. Or what they finally say at the very end sentence sometimes is how wonderful you are, but we can't help you because you have your karma to work out. And because of your karma, and, you know, we cannot come in and interfere with you. Well, that's just a way of telling you that they're not really here to help anything. Like yourself, you know, if you see a hurt animal in the street or something, or maybe, you know, a loved one that needs some help, you know, you're there to help them. Your heart energy goes out. Well, where's their heart energy? If they're such a divine light source of, you know, this very high intelligence, these extraterrestrials that are claiming that they're going to be coming, where are they? Where is their heart energy? Why are they allowing the human race to suffer? And it's only because they're getting something out of it. You know, just connect the dots here. It's very obvious. You know, you could take any one of those channelings that you may be reading, if you have read any at all, and just change the date on them and put them into a big wastebasket and move them all around, you know, and then pull one of them out and post it. You know, just put the current date on it. It'll all be the same. It's all very similar information, and it's probably coming through these wonderful people that you may have met on the planet here. They're very divine-looking. They have high integrity, but who are they really contacting, and why aren't they here? Remember, the extraterrestrials brought us our high technologies here, which is great. You know, in World War II, they brought us the atomic bomb. That's wonderful, isn't it? You know, and look what we have now. We have all of the power stations that use the that technology. And what do you do with the atomic waste on it, you know? Hello? Anyway, and it's caused so much problems here that they bring in something that's much easier to use. You know, where's the green energy, you know? I'm sure they have it on their UFO spacecraft, you know. Why isn't that down here? So anyway, just food for thought. So I'm not a proponent of extraterrestrials, only because you can't tell which ones are good and which ones are bad. And my philosophy is, you know, if they are good, where are they? And, you know, everybody says, well, they're coming. Yeah, well, they're coming, all right. When and how, who knows? So anyway, may not be in your lifetime. And they haven't been here for thousands of years. You know, people have been trapped here on this planet. I've been back to probably, I think, about 95,000 years for some people. Most people incarnate here between maybe, I'll just say, 30 to 50,000 years, okay? Well, they've been here all along. Why haven't they taken you out of bondage? So the fact that they're going to show up maybe in a month from now or a couple of years from now, you know, I wouldn't count on it. And people have these wonderful names of these beings, and they maybe see them, but, you know, they're not helping us out here. Under the laws of karma, they can't. That's what they say, that we have to be able to fix our own problems here and turn into love and light with all the mind control that's being perpetrated on us here, which is kind of a losing process, because you can't have free choice, free will, when you have mind control. So what we're going to do now is release some of your mind control. And the light ship will do this for you. It's going to put you in this little sacred bubble. And remember, this is the energy that created you. This is why it's here, is to help people at the ascension process so that you can be able to get more of you in your body to have free choice so you can take your body out of here. So I'm going to count to 10. And at 10, the light ship is going to be working and putting this bubble around you to eliminate mind control, EMF radiation, etc. So if you have a pendant around your neck and it's designed to eliminate EMFs, tune into your body right now. And some people say that they got this information from some divine source, you know, on some high dimensional realm, and they got attuned to do this process. So I want you just to kind of feel how your body feels now. Put your feelers out, and the light ship will take you out of 100% EMF radiation and mind control right now. And the radiation could be right off of your computer, could be off of the electricity in your walls, cell phone towers, and radio stations, etc. Here, plus off-planet mind-controlling energies by the ET. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and they'll be released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? Take a note here, how you feel. I'll put some music on and kind of check out and see what's happening to your body. Your body should be becoming much calmer, more relaxed. And again, go within. Song by Van Halen, Love Walks In, Contact Is All It Takes. And for me, that means connecting with your spirit. And then Nothing Feels the Same, Love Comes Walking In. So that's kind of the paraphrasing the song, and that's the truth. You want to connect to yourself to get your answers. Someone on the fast chat mentioned they wanted to have a relationship healing. And all of a sudden, when they went into their heart pain that they're dealing with just went away instantly because their spirit was actually healing them. This is where you need to go to. You are your own healer if you connect to your heart center. I'm going to say that we have a new show time coming up this coming Friday. We're switching over to Station 2. So the people on the East Coast can take advantage of a two-hour earlier show. And the show time on Station 2 will be at 6:55. So it'll be an hour-long show, just basically 7 to 8, instead of being at midnight on the East Coast. So you'd be able to come on the same time as Wednesday. But it is 5 minutes earlier because of the way BBS produces their shows. So you want to come on at 6:55 California time or 9:55 East Coast time. So I guess I'll just say blessings to all of you. And hope this show has given you some insight, like the words from the Jethro Tull song, Thick as a Brick. I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So hopefully I'm making you think to connect the dots. And the whole thing is to get into your heart center. Be heart aligned, keep calling your spirit back to you. And once you do that, that's the starting point for your consciousness. And then you can expand yourself out into your whole body and then integrate your spirit with your body so that your body can become a light body. And I do personal sessions one-on-one. I have 1 hour conference calls. I have one today in about a half an hour where you go to the light ship for healing. This is where they do physical healings, and those are Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 PST. So anyway, I do private sessions, many different types of healings. Go to my website and check it out. And I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful time. And stay heart-centered. Good evening.